Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Tragic story behind why actor who played Fred Mertz on I Love Lucy kept his hands in pockets. Written by Aaron Brown. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. The actor who played Fred Mertz in the widely known sitcom I Love Lucy was often seen doing a particular thing, stuffing his hands into his pockets. William Frawley, the actor for this character, had a good reason for doing so, but it wasn't for the comedy. William struggled with alcohol addiction, and that fact was well known to people in the Hollywood industry. Moreover, alcoholism was not his only problem. Prior to his role in the show, William found himself to be a man with a lacking character, a divorce, and a seemingly limited future ahead of him. All hope was not extinguished. Not yet. William was asked by none other than Desiderio Arnaz to play the role of Fred Mertz in the I Love Lucy sitcom. Desiderio, or Desi, was the show's co-producer, along with his wife, Lucia Ball, the star of the show. They played happily married couple Ricky and Lucy Ricardo on the hit TV show. Desi gave William the opportunity to be on the show, but William would have to do his best to maintain proper behavior for the show. If his addiction caused problems, he would get three strikes. The final strike would get him fired. The first would be a warning, and the second specified consequences. Whatever agreement they contracted, William initially played the role of Fred Mertz well. He often kept his hand in his pockets to avoid showing shakiness, a common side effect of withdrawal. He appeared for 6 years on the show in a total of 180 episodes. Despite the progress he made, William was ultimately set back by his addiction. He landed a gig on another show, My Three Sons, but suffered greatly from his drinking problem. He struggled to remember lines, stay awake on the job, and end up suffering a heart attack in 1966. The sad story of the actor who played Fred Mertz, William Frawley, is a reminder for people today, those suffering from addiction, and those who know someone in this struggle. The struggle of addiction is real, and it can have dire consequences. But change is possible. We know this because of Scripture. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. For those who struggle, be encouraged. Know that life is indeed troubling, but we don't have to deal with life alone. We have a God who cares, and we can find support in other people, whether that means family, friends, or a support group. For those aware of someone's struggle, consider asking from time to time about their progress or even ways that you can help. Maybe refer them to a support group where they can receive additional support. And pray for them. Everyone suffers in life, but no one has to suffer alone.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Conjoined twins Abby and Brittany, odd folks years ago, but now they're just as inspiring. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Seeing conjoined twins Abby and Brittany now makes for one of the best positive news stories out there. God created Abby and Brittany Hensel so special. While these sisters share one body, they are absolutely two unique souls, each with their own individual gifts from the Lord. And what an inspiration their story is. The conjoined twins were born in Minnesota in 1990, fused together at the torso, and their condition came as a complete shock to their parents. "I went into the hospital thinking I was going to have one baby," their mom, Patty Hensel, explains. Instead, God blessed the couple with twin girls who just so happened to share a body. Abby and Brittany are considered dicephalic parapagus twins, an extremely rare form of conjoined twins. The two share a body, but have their own head, neck, heart, set of lungs, stomach, spine, and spinal cord. Doctors recommended separating the girls, but Patty and her husband Mike refused, since the procedure meant one of their daughters would die. Both of their lives were equally precious. "To me, they were beautiful," Patty said. Even without separating the pair, doctors didn't expect the girls to survive long. But conjoined twins Abby and Brittany defied all expectations. These beautiful miracles proved that while sharing a body is certainly unique, it wasn't something that would keep them from leading an incredible life. Patty and Mike Hensel chose to raise Abby and Brittany privately in a tight-knit community. As the girls got older, they began making some appearances on TV and in documentaries. Their hope was to inspire others, as well as show that, though they share the same body, they were two completely unique individuals. Twins often share a special bond, but Abby and Brittany have an even deeper connection than most. They've mastered the art of teamwork since they must work together to operate their shared body. Doctors still aren't sure exactly how it all works, but each twin has control over one side of the body. Their mom admits sleeping can be a bit uncomfortable for them, but otherwise, the pair can work together to do just about anything with ease. The women each have their own identity, though. Abby is more outspoken, whereas Brittany is shy. Abby leans towards a more girly style, while Brittany leans the other way. So, while conjoined twins Abby and Brittany do everything and go everywhere together, they are each held responsible as individuals. Both girls had to apply for and earn their driver's license separately. They have their own birth certificates and passports. At school, they were educated as two different students based on their natural talents and interests. And when it came time for college, they both attended Bethel University on a shared track to become teachers. But Brittany focused on English studies, whereas Abby focused on math. Many years have passed since the world first learned about these amazing sisters. But now, conjoined twins Abby and Brittany continue to inspire as they live out their life God laid out for them. But now, conjoined twins Abby and Brittany continue to inspire as they live out their life God laid out for them. Both of the women shared a passion for teaching, so they were delighted when landing a job as a math specialist at an elementary school. Never big fans of too much public attention or publicity, these young women retreated from the public eye. They each have hopes and dreams of one day falling in love and getting married, separately of course, as well as starting families. But it's not something they've wanted to discuss publicly. The whole world doesn't need to know who we are seeing, what we are doing, and when we are going to do it, Brittany explained previously. Abby went on to add, "Yeah, we are going to be moms one day, but we don't want to talk about how it's going to work yet." So many ask if conjoined twins Abby and Brittany are married or pregnant, but right now they are focusing on their jobs as fifth grade teachers and the calling God has laid before them. What an inspiring story about just how stunning God's creation is. You are the Lord, even you only. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their armies, the earth and all things in it, the seas and everything in them. And you keep them from destruction, and the armies of heaven are your worshipers. Nehemiah 9:6.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast, and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.